Okay, we'll start with the two dots on the bottom of Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. We'll just do a little chazara, and then we'll get to the new part of the Gemara that we didn't do yet. Amar Rav Huna b'chol mikomot Yisrael. Rav Huna, about our Mishnah that says Kodshim Kalim Nechalim b'chol Machane Yisrael. He makes an additional statement of b'chol mikomot Yisrael. The implications are, and the Havamina of the Gemara is, that means that wherever there was a Jew, one was permitted to eat the Kodshim Kalim. It wasn't guided by simply where Machane Yisrael was, but it must be anywhere a Jew went, that's where they could eat. Because otherwise, what is Rav Huna adding to the Mishnah that wasn't already there? So he skipped the next four words, which the Yeshita Megubetza takes out, and he says, Amarlei Rav Nachman the Rav Huna, Umachanot v'midbar lo havyu. Based on what you're saying, there were no machanot in the midbar. V'hatanya, don't we have a bright kashem, sheish machanot b'midbar, kach machane b'yushalayim, that the machanot in the midbar line up or align with the machanot in Yushalayim. M'yushalayim l'harabayit, the walls of Yerushalayim until Harabait Machane Yisrael. Mi Harabait l'shar Nikanor, from Harabait until the door of the Azara, Machane Leviyah. Mikan v'elech, Machane Shechina. V'ein hein klayim shibim midbar. And the equivalent of what was inside the klayim in the midbar. So if that's the case, it's clear that Machane Yisrael means literally Machane Yisrael, not anywhere that there is an Israel. Ela Ema, this is what you say, b'chom makom Machane Yisrael. No matter where they went, it was called the Machane Yisrael. It says, Pshita, what's the question? Of course, wherever Machane Yisrael, that's called Machane Yisrael. There's nothing added there. Maudutayma, I would have thought, Ifsulu b'yotzei, that they're pasul b'yotzei, because every time they mefarik the Mishkan, they break down the Mishkan and they travel, I would think that would make the Kodshim Kalim pasul b'yotzei, kamash malon, that that's not the case. The Kodshim Kalim are not psulim when they break down the Mishkan and they travel. Why not? Why aren't they psulim? The pasuk says, "V'nasa olmoed, afal pishenasa olmedu," that the olmoed retains its status as an olmoed even when they are traveling. So, because of that, the kodshim kalim are not psulim biyotzei, and therefore, when they resettle again and put the machaneh back together, they're able to eat the kodshim kalim. Now, they're not allowed to eat the kodshim kalim on the move. It's only when they resettle again. But the fact that it's called Ol Moed on the move allows them the ability to say it is not Pasul B'Yotzei. It's not called Yotzei. And as Tosus points out, that it's not Pasul B'Yotzei when it's Gabei Kodshei Kalim. But when it comes to Kodshei Kodoshim, it doesn't work. Because Kodshei Kodoshim don't just need the Ol Moed, they need the Mechitzot in order not to be Psulim B'Yotzei. You can see that on the top of the Tosvot, on the Kuf Yud Zayin, the second line down, he says, Venira, Dap Shat Halichatam Shari. Now Rashi says that only when they resettled are you allowed to re-eat the Kodshim Kalim. Tosu says here, it sounds like even when they're walking, they could eat it. Kevon, Dam Rinan, El Afabish Nasal Omeidu. So he says, Vidafka the Kodshim Kalim. That's only true of Kodshim Kalim. Afabish Nasal Omeidu. Aval Kodshe Kodoshim Dubai Mechitza. They don't just need a Omeid, they need the Mechitzot around it to make it into the Azara. So, by the kids, the cave into the skalkuma salt. As soon as they start to travel, in machane shchina kayam, the machane shchina breaks down. Lechem apanim v'shar kodesh kodeshim misalei biyotze. And all the lechem apanim, all the kodesh kodeshim become pasul biyotze. There, Tosfos deals with other issues. Maybe if they're left on the shulchan, maybe if they're not taken off, depends where they are. But Tosfos makes a clear distinction between kodeshim kalim and kodesh kodeshim. Kodesh kodeshim are clearly psulim because they need mechitza, they just don't need omoy, they need mechitza. And then there's another machloket, which Rashi says that you only eat them when they settle down again. Estosos indicates they could even eat them on the run. While they're moving, it's still called omoy, and therefore they could eat them even when they were traveling. Now, this is where we left off yesterday. So now we begin. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Oda Cheretaita. There was an additional machaneh that's not mentioned over here that was on during the time when they were in Yerushalayim and Harabayit. There was additional area. Now he says, Bechel Ezrat Nashim Hi. So the problem here is that this girsa doesn't make so much sense. The Mishnah in Kelim offers, actually, there are two additional machanot in the Mishnah in Kelim. One is the Chel Besoreg. Those are the two areas. These are special areas outside of the Azara, even outside the Azrat Nashim. Over there, the Chachamim Metakein, that Tmei Metim can't enter there, and that Goyim, Ovdei Kochavim, can't go past those areas. So those are two areas, even though in general, Ovdei Avodah Zarah have a Gzera of Zavin. Zavin can't even come into Machane Leviyah. Nevertheless, by the Tumah of entering towards the Mikdash, they're allowed up until the Chel Nesureg. And same too, the Tmei Meitim, even though Tmei Meitim are led up all the way to the Azara, Nevertheless, they made a harchoka that the meitim should sit outside the chil and sereg. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the Ezrat Nashim, which we saw before, Yehoshaphat u'Beit Dino, were mitakein, that when it came to the Ezrat Nashim, that a tful yom should not go into Ezrat Nashim. So those, it was also a takanat chachamim, also gzera Beit Din, because technically a tful yom could go all the way up to Ezrat Yisrael. Nevertheless, they made a harchoka that he can't go into Ezrat Nashim. So it's one of the two here. Either it's chel and the sereg, which are the additional machane that he's talking about, or it's Ezrat Nashim by itself. But it can't be chel Ezrat Nashim, or Masim Mechel Ad Ezrat Nashim. The girsa that we have doesn't make so much sense. You look at the Shita Mekubetz, at Old Chof, he says, Eta Hashem Ezrat Nashim, V'lo Hayu Unshim Aleah. He says just plain Ezrat Nashim. That's what they're discussing over here. V'lo Hayu Unshim Aleah. There's no Chiyuv Karet associated with it, because these are all Takanot de Rabbanan that make these Harchokot in terms of these Machanot here. In Shiloh, there are only two machanot. So where it says, if there are two machanot, then which one's missing? Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael. What's missing in Shiloh? So I'm a rabbi, Mistavra, the Machane Leviyah Havai. For sure, Machane Leviyah was there. If you really believe Machane Leviyah is not present, Nimtzu Zavin, Utmei Meitim, Mishtachim, Lechutz, the Machane Achat. That means that the Tmei Meitim and the Zavin end up in the same place. Because as far as the Tmei Meitim are concerned, they only cannot be in the Machane Shechina. The Zavin cannot be in Machane Shechina, nor can they be in Machane Leviyah. But if there's no Machane Leviyah, then all they have to do is be outside of Machane Shechina. That means the Tmei Meitim and Zavin are in the same location. V'ator Amra, lo yitamu et machanehem. Machanehem, in plural, is ten machane lezeh, machane lezeh. Each type of tumah has its own machane. Here, the zavin and tmei meitim will end up in the same machane, so that can't be the case. So what's your suggestion? Machane Yisrael lo havai? There was no machane Yisrael. Nimsu. Now what do you have? Zavin umutzuraim mishtakim lemakom echad. So now you have machane Shechina, which the tmei meitim are thrown out of. You have machane leviyah on top of that, which the zavin are thrown outside of. They're outside of the machane Shechina and the machane leviyah. But then there's machane Yisrael that doesn't exist. The mitzuraim would have been thrown out of machane Yisrael, but it doesn't exist. So now you have mitzuraim and zavim in the same machane. So why? What's your solution? Your solution doesn't help us. Amalei Rav, my machane Yisrael lo havai, nimtzu zavin mitzorim mishtachin l'makom echad. Amra badad yeshev. By the mitzor it says badad alone he'll be sitting there. Shelo yeshev tamei acher imo. Then no other tamei will be in the same location. Ella leolam kulhu plata havu. No. We misunderstood what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was saying. All three machanot existed in time of Shiloh, Shechina, Leviyah, and Israel. Umay lo ayu. Elishte machanot. What does it mean that we're not tushmet only to machanot? Leklita. That's why meklita for the hargim b'shogeg in Shiloh. There were no shnei machanot leklita. That there was only the arei leviim, the arei miklat that were kolate. But there was no machane leviyah, meaning that the machane leviyah, which was in the midbar where the leviim lived, that was kolate shogegim in the midbar. In Shiloh, there's no such thing. It's just the arei miklat and the arei leviim that are kolate. So that's what it means, that there's no shnei machanot, that machane leviyah doesn't function in Shiloh as one of the arei miklat, in the sense that in Shiloh you have machane Shechina and then you have machane leviyah. That machane leviyah will not have implications in terms of klitat the shogegim. But the implication is that there was such a thing, kalta machane leviyah, that the machane leviyah would have been kolate them in the midbar. Where it says it? Yes. V'hatanya benichuta. V'samti locha makom. I will place for you a place, something makom b'chayecha. In your lifetime, there will be a place. Makom, where is that place? Mikomcha, your place. Meaning Moshe, literally where you are. Right? Asher yanus shama, that's where the rotzeach will run. Now, with something makom b'chayecha means that you will establish three of the Arei Miklat, which Moshe Rabbeinu does on the Eivar Yardein. And then makom, your place will also be a place that they will function. Even as you said before, that the ones in Eivar Yadin do not function until the ones in Eretz Yisrael are in place. So those three that Moshe put together weren't in function. But there were Arei Miklat in function during Moshe's lifetime, which is Mekomcha. where you lived. Asher Yanush Shama, that's where the Rotzeach will go. Lamed, Shemigalim Bamidbar. There was Galut for, we got Shugeg Bamidbar. Leichan Gulim, where did they go? Lamachaneh, Livia. Mikan Amru, from this they say, Ben Levi Sharag, Golem, Mipelach, Lepelach. And when it comes to a Levi, who's living already in the Arei HaLeviim, then what does he do if he killed Bishogeg in one of his cities? He's Golem, Mipelach, Lepelach. He moves from city to city. He moves to another one of the Arei HaLeviim. That's how he is. Golem Bishogeg. Vim Galala Palcho, Palcho Koto. Here, if he's Golem, Letoch Palcho, meaning he stays within his city, he just moves to another Shechuna within his city, he is okay. That's good. Micro, where do we learn this out from? Amar Rav Acha, Brei Dervika. Ki Be'ir Miklato Yeshev. Ir Shekalto Kfar. Klatato Kfar. That Be'ir Miklato Yeshev. Yeshev means something that where he's already. That's where he already is. Then his Ir Miklat will contain him or take care of him. Tosfos here raised the issue that the Gemara and other places uses this that will teach us about someone who was already Horeg Bishogeg, that he was Nigle the Ir Miklat, and then he kills again Bishogeg in that Ir Miklat. How do we know that he can still stay there and move to another Shekhuna? That's from this pasuk. He says this pasuk is not talking about Levi'im, it's talking about Horeg Bishogeg Bechlal. So Tosaf here says two things, one of which will be a Chiddush, which is that number one, either, like Rashi describes over here, that for a Ben Levi, the Chatchila, he should go to another city, as opposed to a Horeg Bishogeg who can't leave the city and has to stay, he goes from Shkuna Shkuna, a Levi should the Chatchila go to another city, but if B'diavid he goes to another Shkuna, he's okay. That's one possibility to distinguish between them. The other thing he says is that there might be a difference, which is that if a Ben Levi leaves his city and goes to another city, then the entire city protects him, including the Tchum around it. Then if he remains in the city and goes from Shkuna to Shkuna, his new city becomes that Shkuna. He will not be able to leave the Shkuna that he moved to, because that becomes his Ir Miklat. If that's his Ir Miklat, then he can't go outside of that Shekhuna, and it'll actually make smaller the place that's called the Ir Miklat for him. It won't be the entire city, but rather Shekhuna itself. And that'll be the difference here, whether he stays in the city or moves to another city for a Levi, is how big his Ir Miklat will be. So now we're going back to our Mishnah, which says that Ba'ol Gilgal, once they reach Gilgal, then Bamot, Hetiru Bamot, that the Bamot became Mutarim. The question is, what can be brought on Bamat Yachid? What can be brought on a Bamat Tzibur? And here we're going to have a number of opinions and differences of opinion, about five opinions about what can happen. Tarabanan, Kol Nidar V'Nidev, Ha'ya Karev V'Bama. Anything that can be brought as a voluntary offering can be put on a Bama. She'en Nidar V'Nidev, and Karev V'Bama. Anything that's not Nidar V'Nidev, it doesn't go onto a Bama. Mincha unizirut krevim bebama comes to a mincha unizirut, which can be you can be minadev, you can give as a voluntary offering a mincha, and unizirut is a voluntary thing. You can take a neder unizirut on your own; you're not forced to take it. Therefore, the krevim bebama divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir's opinion is that by bama gdola chovat tzibur. Bamat Yachid, you can bring anything that is Nidar V'Nidev, anything that can be brought as a voluntary offering. That is also true of the Bamat HaTzibur. On the Bamat HaTzibur, you cannot bring Chovot HaYachid. You can only bring that which you can bring on a Bamat Yachid. For an individual, you can also only bring on the Bamat HaTzibur. But the Bamat HaTzibur, the only thing that it has over the Bamat HaYachid is that the Chovot HaTzibur can be brought on the Bamat HaTzibur. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Chamim Ramim. Lo kirbu yachid elo lo tushlamim bilvad. It's clear here that the Chachamim are arguing under Rabbi Meir legabei the addition of mincha and nizirut. They agree with him, but all other things. Bamat Tzibur is only for Chovot Tzibur. Yachid can only bring on that voluntary offerings. And the Bamat Yachid only works for voluntary offerings. The only question, and we'll see this in a second, is why they don't believe mincha and nizirut can be used. They say shlamim in olah bilvad. No mincha and nizirut. Those aren't classified either as being voluntary offerings, or the mincha, which we saw before, is not allowed to be brought on bamot whatsoever. That's the position of Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shet Tzibur V'Yachid Makrivim Bo Moed Shebimidbar, Makrivim Bo Moed Shebigilgal. Yehuda says that they work the same. Whatever the Tzibur and a Yachid could bring in the Ol Moed in the Midbar, they could also bring in the Ol Moed in the Gilgal. So Ma Ben Ol Moed Shebimidbar, the Ben Ol Moed Shebigilgal, they do the exact same thing. What's the difference between them? In the Midbar, there are no Mobot. In the time of the Gilgal, even though it functions the exact same way, Bamot Mutarot. Ubamatosh Rosh Gago, that Bamat Yachid that you have on the, you know, your backyard, on the top of your roof, you can only put on it an Ola and a Shlamim. So he's arguing on Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon, because he's saying here that the Chovot HaYachid can be brought on the Bamat Tzibur, because anything you did in the Midbar you can do here in the Gilgal. So his argument, he agrees that Chovot HaTzibur go on the Bamat Tzibur. He adds on, in addition, that the Chovot HaYachid can also be brought on the Bamat Tzibur, because it functions the same way it did in the Midbar. What he agrees with them is that when it comes to the Bamat HaYachid, Bamat HaYachid only allows one to bring Olot and Shlamim, that they can only bring voluntary offerings over there. And it sounds like he is in accord with the position of the Chachamim that Mincha and Nizirut do not go there. Only Ola and Shlamim on the Bamat Yachid. The one question we have to ask on the position of the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir is, what do they do with the Korban HaPesach? Korban HaPesach is a Chuvat HaYachid, and we know that they brought in Gilgal, because that's the first thing when they came across the Yarden, Yeshua has the Am. They do Brit Milah, and then they bring the Korban HaPesach. So how do they bring a Korban HaPesach, which is a Korban HaYachid, on the Bamat HaTzibur? The Chachamim and Rabbi Meir believe that a Chuvat HaYachid does not go on the Bamat HaTzibur. So the Gemara in other places, in Yoma and in other locations, says about the Korban HaPesach, that the Korban HaPesach, Afal Pishihi, even though it's a Korban Yachid, since it's brought by Knufaya, since it's brought en masse by all the people at the same time, it gets classified like a Korban HaTzibur. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, the Korban HaPesach could be brought in Gilgal, because it has enough of a status of a Korban Tzibur to be brought in the Bamat Tzibur, even though it's a Korban HaYachid. That's the first three opinions. Opinion number four, the Chachamim Omrim, whatever the Tzibur could bring in the Ol Moed, they can bring in the Gilgal. Vikan, lo kirvu yachid al olav shlamim bilvad. Whether it's on the Bamat Tzibur, whether it's on the Bamat Yachid, the Chachamim say that it only can be brought ula u shlamim. So this is the fourth opinion. This Chachamim sounds identical to the Chachamim before, which is only Korbanei Tzibur can go on the Gilgal, and by the Yachid and the Bamat Yachid, only Ola Shlamim. So the Gemara will ask that question, we'll get to that at the end of today's daf, my nafkamina between the two positions of Chachamim. And here, our last and final position, the fifth position, is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Meir, Av Tzibur Lo Kivilu, even on the Bamot Tzibur, it's limited. They can only bring Psachim, V'chovot Shekavu Lahem Zman. And Chovot Tzibur, that have a fixed time period for them, those are the only things that can be brought on the Bamat Tzibur. Forget about Bamat HaYachid. Now we're talking about Bamat HaTzibur. Bamat HaTzibur is also limited. It doesn't have free reign on the Bamat HaTzibur. Not only can you not bring Chovot HaYachid, not only can you bring a Mincha and a Zirut, all those things that you can't bring, the only thing you can bring is an Olah Shlamim on Bamat Yachid and on the Bamat HaTzibur for the Yachid. But even for the Tzibur can only bring a Pesach and something that's Kavul HaMzman. Rashi says that comes to exclude, what does Kavul HaMzman exclude? That excludes things like the Parim Dover Shel Tzibur, the Seir of the Avodah Zorah, things like that, which you cannot be brought because they're not Kavu Lehem Zman. So therefore, they're excluded from the Bamat Tzibur. Tosfot, on the other hand, says, no, it's much more extensive than that. Tosfot says over here, you can see on the top of Kuf Yud Zayin with Bet, second line down in Tosfot, so V'chinam Hizkir Parim Dover Shel Tzibur of the Chachamim. Rashi didn't have to mention those. Shein chataot shein kavul emzman. That's for sure not. Da afilu chataot hakavul emzman. Even chataot that have kavul emzman to go and sirei regalim lo kervu the Rabbi Shimon. Chataot of the Musafim were not put on in Gilgal according to Rabbi Shimon. Even though they have a kavul emzman because they're chataot. We're going to learn that later on in the Gemara. We're going to learn that in tomorrow's daf. And then he says, Haga, you know what will turn out? Then in Yom HaKippurim, they only brought the Tmidim. There was nothing to bring on Yom Kippur. Everything's a chatat. What are they going to bring on Yom Kippur? Olot and it's some tamidim. That was it. That was the whole Yom Kippur service. Because nothing was something. These are chatot. It doesn't matter. They're chatot, so you can't be brought. So Yom Kippur was pretty light in those days in terms of the avodah and the Gilgal, according to Rabbi Shimon. The other thing that he asks is the Gabay Avshalom. The Tosefta says, as well as the Agadah, says that Avshalom was a Nazir. And every year he used to be Megaleach, his hair, and bring Karbanot as a Nazir. Where did he bring these Karbanot as a Nazir? Well, there it says he brought them in Hebron. So if he brought them in Hebron, that means that we're on a Bamat Yachid, and he's bringing Mincha, and he's bringing Nizirut. So that would show you that the din of Nezirut applies to Bamat Yachid, because Avshalom is bringing them. Avshalom lives in a time of Novin Givon, lives in a time after the destruction of Shiloh, before the building of the Mikdash. So he's bringing a Bamat Yachid, he's bringing a Korban Nezirut. How do you explain the position of Rabbi Yehuda who says that Avshalom Nazir Haya, then Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah who says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosha Tzibor V'Yachid Makivim Bo Moed, B'Midbar Makivim Bo Moed, Shebe'Gilgal. That they're allowed to bring in the Gilgal. So anything they brought, so it sounds like the Chovot Yachid can only be brought in the Gilgal or in Novin Givon, not out in the Bama and Hebron. Tosfos answers over here that it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Nizirut or Nidar V'Nidev, they're included like Olah Shlamim, like the position of Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir's position that a Nazir can be brought on a Bamat Yachid. And that's how we solve the problem. Rabbi Yehuda calls him a Nazir. That's one solution to the problem. Otherwise, that if Nizirut is a Chovah, then Rabbi Yehuda believes that Avshalom was a Nazir, he would have to bring them a Novin Givon. And even though it says Chevron in the Navi, it doesn't mean Le Chevron, but Me Chevron. He brought the Karbanot from Chevron to Novin Givon. Says that little mem, lam, it doesn't make such a difference. Maybe he was bringing he's saying I'm going to Chevron, but maybe he meant that he's going to get the Karbanot from Chevron to bring them to Novin Givon in order to do them over there. The Rabbanon, who say that there is no Nizirut on a Bamat Yachid, they will have to believe that Avshalom was not a Nazir. Which is fine, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who makes the statement, but Chachamim are going to have to believe that Avshalom was not a Nazir, and whatever Karbanot he was bringing were Nidarim and Nidavot, plain Nidarim and Nidavot, they were not necessarily associated with Nizirut. So that's a Tosfos that deals with here a little bit, this issue of Nizirut, because if you believe Avshalom's a Nazir, then you have to deal with that fact. So now the Gemara says, my time. What's the reasoning behind each of these positions? My time with the Rabbi Meir Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo tasun kechol asher anachno osim po hayom. So this is the Pasuk in Devarim Yudbet that we've seen a number of times, which is, V'achaltem shalom lifnei shem lokechem simachtem chol mishlach yedchem atem vatechem asher barach Hashem lokecha. Lo tasun kechol asher anachno osim po hayom ish kol hayosher beinav. So lo tasun kechol asher anachno osim po hayom. What do we do today? Amalei Moshe Israel, ki alitu la'aretz, yisharot takrivu, chobot lo takrivu. You can't do what we're doing here. You can only do ish kol ha'yashar be'inav. What's ish kol ha'yashar be'inav? Yisharot, only voluntary offerings can be brought, not chobot. Minachot v'nizirot, yisharot ninhu. And when it comes to a mincha can be brought as a nidava. And nizirut is all a voluntary offering. The person takes a nidav nizirut to his own volition. So it's also a nidava. That's why, according to Rabbi Meir, they're included. You can bring them on a bamat yachid. Rabbanon, what's the position of Rabbanon? Number one, ein mincha b'bama. Period. Bamot don't accept minachot. So there's nothing to talk about here. When we say that, ein mincha b'bama, period. And that's if you look in the Tosafot, says Rabbanah Menachot, Ein Mincha B'ma Deyachid, Ben B'ma G'dola, Ben B'ma K'tana. They are like the opinion that we saw in the Perek, they learn out from the word Zvachim. It says, Zvach, Zvachim Kein, Menachot Lo. That means that the Yitzchakhamim also believe Zvachim in, Ofot Lo. If you believe there's no Mincha, you also believe there's no Ofot. So these Chachamim believe no Mincha and no Ofot on Bamot. They're totally excluded from the Bamot, and that's similar to what we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mincha B'Bama. There is no such thing as a Mincha by Bama. The Rabbanan are very similar to that position, which is Ben B'Bama G'dola, Ben B'Bama K'tana, and B'Hu Adin Ofot. None of these apply. So that's why they didn't agree with him with regards to Mincha. What about with regards to Nizirot? He says, Nizirot Chovot Ninhu. Nizirot are not made voluntary offering, they're Chovot. True, the nether Nizirut is done voluntarily. But once becomes a Nazir, then he has a chuvah. In order to end or terminate the Nizirut, he has to bring these Karbanot. If he doesn't bring them, the Nizirut doesn't end. So it's a chuvah now. And your chuvah cannot be brought. Ben b'mamat yachid, ben b'mamat zibor, yachid cannot bring chuvot. So that's the position of why they don't agree by Nizirut. Amar Shmuel, machlok, this machlok between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim is b'chatat v'asham. That's only in the chatat and asham of the Nazir. Aval be'olot v'shlamim, the olah and the shlamim, divrei hakol yisharot ninhu. Everybody agrees that for the nazir, the olot and the shlamim of the nazir, those are voluntary v'karve. Moti Rabo, Rabba says, is that really true? We have the bright that says, p'chazeh v'shok v'tshumat b'achmei tonda no'agim b'bama b'gedola v'no'agim b'bama k'tana. Chazeh v'shok, which are the matnot of the kehuna from a shlamim, and the Trumat Lachmei Todah, the one lechem that's given, 4 out of the 40, one for each set of 10, that is given from the lechmei todah, that are given to the kohen, noagim b'bama gdola, they apply by b'bama gdola, ve'in noagim b'bama ktana, they do not apply to a b'bama ktana. So why is it that by the Braita here it says that the Chazen Shok and Shumat Lachmei Todah do not apply in a Bama Ktana? Because Rashi says, we learn on later in the Perek, Tichtibu Lanif Tnufa Lashem. You have to do a Tnufa, they have to have a wave offering done to them, and they do Lashem. Lashem means before Betach HaMoed, and not in a Bama. So since they are done Lashem and not in a Bama, they're not included. Tosfot asks on this, well, Vim Tomar, Hari Mincha la Tanakama de Rabbi Yehuda. The Mincha, according to the Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, meaning in our Mishnah, Tanakama there says that a Mincha can be brought on a Bama Ktana, even though the difference between a Bama Ktana and a Bama Gdola is Tnufa and Chagasha. That you don't do Tnufa and Chagasha on a Bama Tichid, you do it on a Bama Tzibur. That means that the Tanakama in our Mishnah, in this Perek, suggests that you would bring a Mincha on a Bama Ktana, even though you can't do a Tnufa. So it seems that the two are not connected. Even though you can't do tufa, you still could bring a mincha. So why don't you say the same thing over here? Let them be by a bama. Even if you can't do tufa, you should still be able to bring them. So the reason Tosa says, Ish lamar, Dahani chazev eshok uchumad lach teodai ikar mitzvatan bitznufa. The difference between a mincha and the chazen shok and the chumat lachmei todah is that when it comes to the chazen shok and the chumat lachmei todah, the only mitzvah that's done to them is tufa. If you're missing tnufa, there's nothing done to them, therefore they don't have any application. You can't do them by abama. On the other hand, when it comes to mincha, mincha has other, the main avodah of the mincha is the kometz that's taken off, and that's been miktir that, and they put that on the mizbeach. So that's the main mitzvah. If you don't have tnufa, fine, you can still do a mincha. Mincha still has operations, still has processes that can be done, that are ikar part of the mincha, that are independent of the tnufa and hagasha. So therefore, even though tnufa doesn't apply, nevertheless you can bring the mincha. But by items where the tnufa is the whole avodah, there you can't do it by mama because the tnufa is missing. So in Ochanami, there is no tnufa by mincha, but that doesn't invalidate the mincha because the mincha has other avodot that are more important than the tnufa. Ve'ilu hazroa b'sheila ashariya. That right there doesn't mention zroa b'sheila, which is the, one of the extra gifts that the kohen gets from the Korban HaNazir. The Shalmei Nazir. From the Shalmei Nazir, he gets the Zroa B'Sheila. How come over there it doesn't mention that as being a difference between the Bamat Zibur and the Bamat Yechid? You know why it doesn't mention it? Because there were no Nazirot that were being brought. They're all Chovot, and you can't bring them. Yamar Bishlama Bola Shlamim Plige. If they are also by Ola Shlamim, Hamani, who's the author of that position? Rabbanani, who say that there is no Nazirut whatsoever. That doesn't matter. Chatat, Hasham, Ola Shlamim, nothing. If you say the Rabbanan only argue about Chatat Hashem, but they agree by Olah Shlamim that you can bring them, Hamani, who's the other the bright? It's not Rabbi Meir, it's not the Chachamim, because everybody agrees by the Olah Shlamim you could bring them. So that can't be. Shmuel, your position is not correct. Ela, itmar hachitmar. If you want to say what Shmuel said, this is what Shmuel said. Amar Shmuel machloket be'olah b'shlamim. The machlok is about the Olah Shlamim. Even Rabbi Meir agrees with the Gabe, the Asham, and the Chatat of the Nazir that you can't bring. Those are Chovot, and you can't bring them. The only thing he disagrees with is the Olah and the Shlamim of the Nazir. Can you classify that as being a voluntary offering, and Nidar and Nidav, and therefore you can bring them? That's the answer. Now, Shmuel says, everybody agrees by Chatat Vashem cannot be brought. Therefore, by the case of the Chazesh Shok and the Chumat Todah, why doesn't it mention the Zurah B'Sheila of the Nazir? Because that's the position of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, none of the Karbanot and Nazir can be brought. That's their position. Rabbi Meir will disagree with that. And he says, yes, you can bring the Olah Shlamim, so there would be a Zurah B'Sheila, and he won't hold of that right. Tell later on. Amamar, Chachamim Omrim, Kosha Tzibur Makrivim Bo Moed. My time I would Rabbanan. What is the position of the Rabbanan? Because it says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ish Hayesh Rabbi Enav Yaseh, Ish Yisharot Hu Delikro, Chavot Loikro. That qualification of Yisharot, voluntary offerings, only, is Ish. Deals with an individual. Vitzibur, Babay Tzibur, Afilu Chavot Loikro. But when the Tzibur comes around, they can bring even Chavot. That means Chavot Tzibur. Virabihu, this is the Chachamim of Rabbi. And Rabbi Yehuda Omar Lecha Kiki Tav HaYashar. What is a Yashar? That's modifying a Be'inav. A Yashar Be'inav Udichtiv. When he's doing wherever he wants, Be'inav, wherever he wants to put the Bama, then he can only do Yashar. But if he doesn't do wherever he wants, he brings it up to the Bama Gdola. Aval Bama Gdola Afilu Chovot Namili Karev. But if he comes up to the Bama Gdola, he can bring even the Chovot of the Yachid to the Bama Gdola. Elohaktiv Ish. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word Ish? Lab the memory to Ish Yisharot Udichtiv. Avot Lo Yikrov? Doesn't that come to indicate that only an Ish can bring voluntary offerings, but not bring these mandatory offerings even in the Bama Gdola? Says, no. Kikutiv Ish, Lakshir et Azar. Ish comes to teach you that by Bama, you don't need a Kohen. Mara says, we don't need that. Zar, Mivzarak a Kohen, at the Dama Mizbeach, Hashem, Petach Omoed. So there, we know from Petach Omoed, only when there's Petach Omoed, you need the Zrika Ayudei Kohen. When there's no Petach Omoed, you don't need Zrika Ayudei Kohen. So Ma'u the Tema, what I thought we buy Kiddush Bechorot, Kimi Kara. What I would think, we go back to the old standard. Fine, no Kohanim, but go back to the original standard, which was the Bechorot. You don't need a real Kohen, you just need a Bechor to do the Avodah. Mashmalan Ish teaches us, no, you need nothing. Total Zayr, no, anybody can do the Avodah on the Bamata Yechid. There is no problem. So we said it before, when we read the Braita before, the Chachamim's two positions seem to be identical. What's the difference between the two Chachamim's positions? So Amar Papa, Kirvu Nisachim Bamidbar Yikebenayo, we've seen this before. Whether they're Nisachim in the Midbar is the difference between them. According to the first set of Chachamim, they were not Mikarev Nisachim in the Midbar. They didn't bring Nisachim in the Midbar. Therefore, the Tzivoy of when you come into the land that you should bring Nisachim, that's referencing to Shiloh. They will start bringing Nisachim in Shiloh. It was only after Kibush and Chiluk, after the Zman Yeshiva, once they settle down, then they can bring Nisachim, and that would only be on the Mizbeach in Shiloh. That means prior to Shiloh, no Nisachim. Not on the Bamat Zibor, not on the Bamat Yechid, no Nisachim whatsoever. And that's what the first position of Chachamim say. The only thing brought on the Bamat Yachid was Olah and Shlamim. Not the Nisachim of the Shlamim, just the Olah and just the Shlamim. The Chachamim later on who say, they argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say, no, you can't say that the Chovot Yachid go on the Bamat Zibor. They say, no, only Chovot Zibor on the Mizbeach. But they are referencing, or they are referring to the position of Rabbi Yehuda. They're buying Le Tfuye. Rabbanan Dratra Le Tfuye Atu. Because they write extra lashon over there. Why do they say that all the chovot kosher tzibur makriv b'omoed, you can be makriv? Rabbi Yehuda already said that. They're responding to Rabbi Yehuda's position. He already said that tzibur brings over there. So they should just have argued on the yachid. Why do they bring the same statement that Rabbi Yehuda says about the tzibur? To come let fuye nisachim, to say nisachim are included. Well, if nisachim were brought in the midbar, what are the implications of that? Nisachim are brought in the midbar. That means that they're also brought on the bamat tzibur in the Gilgal. Because I don't need any extra to tell me that. So they're brought on the Bamut Zibor in the Gilgal, and they're brought in Shiloh. What's the purpose of having the Tzivoy to bring Nesachim when you come into the Aretz? That teaches you that even a Bamut Yechid gets Nesachim when you come into Eretz Yisrael. That'll be the difference between them. Whether you have Nesachim on a Bama whatsoever. The latter Chachamim will say that you have Nesachim both on the Bamut Yechid and on the Bamut Zibor. You have Nesachim because they were brought in the Midbar. That continues in the Gilgal, and the extra Tzivoy in Shlach Lecha for Nesachim means that you also bring them on the Bamut Yechid. The first set of Chachamim are going to say no Nisachim. When they say no Nisachim, they mean both on the Bamot Zibor, no Nisachim, and on the Bamot Yachid, because Nisachim only started when they hit Shiloh. When they got to Shiloh, that's the Tzivoy of Nisachim starting over there. So here it would only be start at the time of Shiloh according to the first set of Chachamim, and therefore there are no Nisachim on a Bama whatsoever. Okay, we'll stop over here.